98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
The countdown is on to another big match next weekend. It's Coolas All-Ireland Club Hurling Final against Ballyea. It's at Croke Park on St. Patrick's Day. This week, 98FM's Darren Cleary sat down with Coola defender Cian O'Callaghan at GAHQ to look ahead to the match. He was asked, firstly, did he think his team would ever be in a game this big?
No, definitely not. I didn't for 1 second think about the Club All-Ireland. And I suppose that's been the way that I've operated as a player for the past few years, and the way the Coola team have operated as well. We just don't think that far ahead. I suppose, though, as a young lad, it's always your dream. I remember coming into Croke Park, Paddy's Day, and watching Ben and Gerry O'Connor win a championship with Cork, or the All-Ireland final in Newtown Chantrum. And, you know, they were my idols. Cork from a hurling legends, perspective. Cork legends, yeah. They're my idols growing up. So I suppose that was the dream back then, but never would have thought that that it was a realistic proposal.
Yeah, it's an incredible occasion, as you know, and, you know, the flags in Dalkey, the excitement of your fans, your friends, your family, everyone. You guys can't enjoy the build-up in the same way. You've got a very, very important job to do. How do you approach this game like it's any other game when it is absolutely not? It's the biggest game in club hurling.
Well, I suppose the way we've operated all year is that we focus on the next match. So based on that, our next match just happens to be the All-Ireland final. But really, it could be any match. It doesn't really matter that it's the All-Ireland final. Yes, there's going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of build-up, there's going to be more nerves, but you can only really control what you can control. That's what we kind of like doing as a team, what we've tried to do all year. I suppose the families have given us a bit of space there as well. They're not kind of hassling us.
They ask about the game every 5 minutes.
They're not, thankfully, yeah, which is probably, you know, it's a bit of a blessing.
Yeah, because that's where you get dogged, isn't it? That's where you get, you know, it can build up and push down on you when everyone wants to talk about it every 5 seconds. Then you can't escape it. You're thinking about it every minute. And something like that, it starts to make you anxious. So how important is it to just try not think about the All-Ireland Club Hurling Final at this point in time?
Well, I suppose if you start trying to not think, then you're probably going to overthink. I suppose it's just really about trying to improve yourself on a daily basis. So if you need to go to the gym, then go to the gym. If you need to go to the hurling wall, go to the hurling wall. If you need to take a rest, go and take a rest day. And I suppose that gives you a bit of control over your, I suppose, mentality and your physicality as well.
I mean, mindset, mindfulness, visualization, they're all hidden tools that GAA players have in their arsenal at the moment. You all use them. How many times in the last week have you pictured yourself climbing the steps of the Hogan Stand?
Not once.
Not once?
Not once, no.
Really, why?
No. I suppose I don't like to overthink things. If I start thinking about that, then I'm moving away from what's important and what I can control right now. So as I say, if I need a rest, take a rest. If I need to go to the hurling wall to put my mind at ease, go to the hurling wall.
So you're visualising the first catch, the first puck, the first pass?
Yep, that's it, yeah.
That's where you go. You guys have been kind of portrayed as pantomime villains in the fallout of the semi-final because everyone wanted two Schlock Neil teams in the final. It was this beautiful, glorious dream. In fairness, though, that kind of discounts the fact that this is a real dream for you guys as well.
Yeah, I suppose this is our dream. And it has been our dream for the last 2 weeks. And we really want to bring performance that... I suppose we want to bring a performance that kind of shows the hard work that we've put in the past few weeks. And we kind of want to bring that intensity. You know, there's no point doing really good training all year, training really well, coming up to a match and then being completely flat. So we're trying to really focus on bringing a huge intensity in 2 weeks' time.
That determination, that intensity, did we get shades of that in the first half in particular of that semi-final clash?
I think you can't really compare the two matches. One's in the past, one's in the future. And as I say, Ballyea are the strongest team we've played all year. There's no doubt about that. And we've complete focus on that next match, complete focus on our task, and I suppose trying to go toe-to-toe with Ballyea and then seeing what they're made of, seeing what we're made of as well.
watching them in terms of dangers, threats? Have you had a good look at the tape? What do you make of them?
Well, I suppose I've seen them all year on TNG, and they've been very impressive. Thurles Sarsfields in the semi-final of the Munster, they came from the brink of death to kind of, I think they brought that to extra time, went on and won it, and they're hugely impressive that day. I suppose the main thing that stands out is how hard they work for each other from 1 to 15. They really are a team. Obviously they have a few big names, but every team has a few big names. But from our perspective, the main thing is how hard they work for each other. You can see that they all, it means a lot to them, but as you say, it means a lot to us as well.
In terms of Dublin hurling overall, how big of a breakthrough is it to have a team in an All-Ireland hurling final for the county scene and overall the scene in Dublin hurling?
Look, I suppose Dublin hurling is coming, it's building. I think there's no doubt about that. Anyone who looks in at it can see that. The work being done at underage is savage, and I suppose getting to All-Ireland final days is what Dublin hurling needs, and whether that be at school level, at minor level, at under 21 level, at club level, really it doesn't really matter what level it is, but Dublin needs teams playing on the biggest day of the year and at the highest level, and I suppose it's huge for Dublin.
We'll have all the action from Croke Park on St. Patrick's Day. 98FM's Derek Ryan will be there. That is the Cooler defender Keane O'Callaghan speaking to Darren Cleary.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.